getting bad raps like he was Aesop. Chilling in his room, he's got the whole page crossed, looking for a cipher so he can rip someone's face off. He came to hate school once his grades dropped. Now he lies in his rap skill and hopes to get paid off. Man, he's way lost, he needs to turn the PlayStation off, shut down the PC and find a new day job.
We were shooting hoops last summer, passing some time, when a kid came up to us and asked how to rhyme. He said that he wanted to get down with the game. I told him you make rhymes with words that sound the same. Now he says he's a killer, his raps are hardcore. He's never even been in a battle before, but for some reason he thinks he can flow, rapping about gangsters and shit he don't know.
He doesn't need help, needs to keep that mic on the shelf. Some thought it, some don't, and that's the hand he was dealt. Criticizing and hating on everybody else, even though he used hip-hop, changed the image of himself. Now he's all that, acting like the Big Mac, bragging that he's better than the other kids that rap. Doing this thing, which to me is all peace, but you can't claim you're a vet when you're a rook in the league.
Started twisting his hat, wearing brand name gear, and claiming that he'd been rapping for years. Getting frustrated, trying to mix up the cut, putting everyone else down to big himself up. Wanna be a rapper, here's a lesson to start. You need to learn some motherfucking respect for the art. Hello?
Hi, this is John Smith of Imperial Records. You've recently been brought to our attention, and we were wondering if you wanted to come into our office tomorrow afternoon for a meeting.
Oh, yeah. My dreams are about to come true. We started getting props for all the wrong reasons. And all the real heads were calling it treason. Bullshit. He lost his mind when he got a record contract. He left his hometown and he never looked back. He jotted his name on the dotted line. Now dollar signs are all that's on his mind. He said his goodbyes and burned all of his bridges. And now he's only concerned about riches.
He's at the peak of his game, magazines with his name, showcase his face and the piece on his chain. Yet the secret remains who this guy really is, cause he always spits lies about his times as a kid. Out with the big fish with a plaque on his wish list, finally got his chance and was about to miss it. Getting paid for his jams, that's all he understands. He's happy as a clam, becoming a slave to the man.
His agents and producers all make him furious. He's got ideas but they don't take him serious. In spite of all the hype, his record flopped. He lost all his props and then he got dropped. Now he's played out, his style is old. He sold his soul for some diamonds and gold, and saw his dreams crumble in front of his eyes. Now he's washed up and hung out to dry.
Life in the industry, one as simple as plans. We vanished from the game like the Invisible Man. Lost his houses and land, now he's back to broke. Don't even own the rights to any raps he wrote. He thought he was dumb fat, now he's working at Dubsack, slaving his ass off to pay those damn thugs back. It's the cycle.